Hey, good morning. Well, we're here at the end of Perek Beis of Masechta Shabbos. Very exciting. I really do feel like no one ever really understands the words they're saying on Friday night when they say the Bamei Banlikin between Mincha and Mara, or Kabbalah Shabbos and Marvin. So I hope that this people feel like this has enhanced a little bit their understanding of what's going on Friday night when we're just reading through those words seemingly as fast as we can. Now, hopefully, we have a little bit of a better understanding of what we're saying. So the final two Mishnayos of the Masechta. So Al Shalosh Averos Nashem Beisos Beshas Lidasan. So this is kind of a interesting idea. So there are three sins that if a woman commits, then the Mishnah tells us that she will die during childbirth. And the Gemara kind of explains that it's not really just during childbirth, it's really just during any time of a something dangerous that a person undergoes in their life, then their sins are kind of, their actions are examined, and if they have any terrible sins or anything that they've done wrong, then that's kind of used as a reason maybe to kind of knock them off, or that's a bad word, for God to decide to take them from this world. And so as most women do usually go through childbirth in their life, and that is something dangerous. So that's why the Mishnah uses it as an example. But in theory, any woman who's, or any man for that matter, who undergoes any kind of danger, all of their sins are really taken under account to see if they are worthy of being killed or not. And so, however, the Mishnah gives these three examples of sins that if a woman does not do these or is not careful about these, then she will die during childbirth. So what are they? Al she'inan zehiros benida, a woman who is not careful of all the halachos as they apply to family purity. V'chala, a woman who does not separate the chala from the dough before she is baking her bread. V'halakas aner, and a woman who, and this is the connection to our perek, a woman who does not light Shabbos candles, a woman who don't do these three things. These are three things that in particular God says, if you're not doing these, well, then maybe we have to examine you in this world. And then finally, the last Mishnah of the Masechta, again, seemingly connected because of mentioning Shabbos candles. Shlosha devarim tzarech adam lomar besoch veiso erev Shabbos imchashicha. A man has to say as he's leaving his house to daven mincha, right? Because he's not going to come back afterwards. So a man has to announce or say in his house three things before he leaves, before Shabbos starts. Isartem, have you, meaning the wife or the people of the house, have you taken the tithes from the food? Eravtem, have you set up the erev? Hadlikvas aner, and have you lit Shabbos candles? So I've never heard anyone say any of these things as they were leaving their house. Maybe it's just because I wasn't at the right homes, but I've never seen anyone announce these things. And so I think that the answer for that is as follows, because he starts to me in Eravtem, when it comes to setting up the erev and tithing food, the average, at least certainly the average American, or at the very least the average New York home, they're not really tithing their foods because most of their foods are not from Israel, so there's not an obligation to tithe. Most people are not setting up their own personal erev; they rely on some kind of sort of communal erev at best. And when it comes to lighting Shabbos candles, I've never heard anyone make the announcement to say, by the way, honey, please make sure you light the Shabbos candles, for two reasons. One, I think that women are probably more careful about the mitzvah than men are, so they don't need the men to remind them. And two, I think that there are plenty of men who have the custom either to set up the Shabbos candles for their wife, or to give some tzedakah to their wife to give before she lights Shabbos candles. And I think that's kind of, maybe you can say that's in lieu of announcing it. Instead of saying, honey, make sure you light the candles, which kind of sounds, you know, a little passive aggressive and rude, say, honey, I left some tzedakah for you, please give that in honor of our family. Or honey, because you're so busy preparing for Shabbos, I set up the Shabbos candles for you. That's kind of serving as a reminder, and so maybe that's kind of where that comes from, maybe this Mishnah. And finally, Savik Chashecha, Savik Ina Chashecha, during the weather, when we're not sure if it's dark or when we're not sure if it's dark or if it's not dark, meaning during the Ben HaShemashos period, right before Shabbos, in Asrin Esavadai, a person should not tithe food that for sure has not been tithed. Vein Matbilin Esakim, a person should not tova their kelim. We know we have an obligation to tova all vessels. I believe that you only have the obligation, based on my rabbin, that you only have the obligation to tovel metal or glass vessels, but we do have that obligation. So a person should not do that on during the Spanish Mashos period because of the malacha of Makab Patish. It's kind of putting the final act of work to finish up the vessel, and so therefore you cannot do that on Shabbos, since that would be an Isser Do'orais, so that would be a Torah prohibition. Ve'in Madlikin HaSaneros, and a person is not allowed to light Shabbos candles once you hit the Spanish Mashos period, which is why we are very careful to make sure, ideally, to light Shabbos candles 18 minutes before sunset, but certainly not a second after sunset. We should not do that. But aval ma'asin esedemai, but a person is allowed to tithe food which is in doubt whether or not it was tithed in the first place. So ma'arvin, a person can set up an erev chatzeros, right? So again, we don't really do this so much nowadays, but a person would have the ability to do that. V'tomnin esachamnin, we do have the iser of hatmana. A person is not really allowed to fully insulate their food on Shabbos because the chazal were concerned that maybe you would come to then heat it up on Shabbos. So it's called the iser of hatmana, part of the general halacha of the malacha of cooking. However, a person is allowed to insulate their food on Erev Shabbos according to this Mishnah. Okay, stop right here.